you by Billy Sims Barbecue on East 86th Street in Owosso. We are just about set for the Rams and the Boer Lions tonight. And I just had to chuckle during the break as you were talking, Steve, with Rob Williams. How many schools have Toby Rowland bringing out the teams and being the first voice you hear on the Jumbotron?
Well, and not very many. And I was telling Rob off the air that if you're coming in from the west side and you hear that over the giant Ramtron down here, you got to think, wow, these guys are serious.
Yeah, absolutely. Owosso is going to kick off from right to left on the radio dial as, of course, they will tee it up at the 40-yard line. The Moore Lions sending two men back deep to capture this football here as it is 7:30 and time for football in the city of Owosso. Braden Clark is going to go back deep to receive for these Moore Lions, and we are just about ready to roll here on 100.1 KYFM. And for the first time in 2 weeks, the Owosso Sports Network, brought to you by Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Too. Here is the end-over-end kick. It is kicked out of bounds, and just like that, the whistles will blow, and we've got a new 12 minutes put on the clock, and we're ready to get this thing underway, Steve.
Beautiful night here this evening as we look off in the distance. A full, clear moon, clear evening, very little breeze.
It's a nice night.
Beautiful
football
night.
Weather, for sure. First and 10, Moore Lions. They will have it at their own 35-yard line, moving from left to right on the radio dial. As we mentioned, Denver Wolf is the starting quarterback. 5'9", 150-pound sophomore quarterback. He's got a man on each side of him, twins to the left, one man split to the right. Wolf takes the snap here on the keeper, rolls left, fumbles the football. Who's got it? I think it's Owosso.
The Rams come up with it.
They got it at the 36-yard line. He dropped it out of his hands. The Rams pounced on it. I think one of the men on it was Jacob Clifton, and
yeah,
just like that, it's Owosso's football. First and 10 at the Moore, 37.
Ahmad Triplett in early as well, able to come up with the football, but it was a tremendous hit that the quarterback took. I did not see who delivered that, but that's how you like to start a football game.
Absolutely. As Austin Havens leads the Rams out onto the football field, they'll start it at the right hash mark. And he sends everybody out into formation here. Twins to the right. Cole Adams split to the left. Derek Overstreet, the running back, behind him. As Havens takes the snap, he fakes a handoff, drops back to throw, slings it right side. It's caught down at the 5-yard line. Touchdown to Owosso. Trey Goins into the end zone. He makes it look so easy. And 17 seconds into this ball game, the Rams lead it 6-0.
I mean, that's coming out going boom and boom on your – that's your best defensive play and your best offensive play here to start out the ball game. A great start for the Rams. I'd say they're focused tonight.
Well, if anybody was worried about Owosso asserting dominance in the first 30 seconds of the ball game, they have done it this evening for sure. All right, it's 6-0. We'll try to see if they can make it 7-0 right here as the extra point attempt is coming from Jake Adams. He'll line things up, the hold, the kick, it is on the way and good, and it is 7-0, 11:43 left to go in the first quarter. This touchdown, an extra point, brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. They remind you that their services are open to you both in person and online this Sunday morning at 10:30. Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation welcome you to be a part of it coming up this weekend. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM. Back in 30 seconds.
Hey, everybody. It's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
Well, for the second time in some 17 seconds, the Owosso Rams are kicking it away from left to right, teeing it up at the 40-yard line. Jake Adams ready to do the honors for the Rams tonight as they get things kicked off and ready to go. Here's the end-over-end kick. Stays in the field this time, and it's fielded at the 22. Here comes Moore's Lenato Henderson. He'll take it out to the 27-yard line, and that is where the Lions will have it first and 10.
Great kickoff coverage that time by the Rams as the kickoff was received and tried to move back into the center of the field, but the Rams really doing a good job of staying in their lanes, able to give more starting field position at their own 29-yard line.
If you're just joining us, Owosso recovered a fumble at the 37 and in one play took it into the end zone. Thank you, Trey Goins, and it's 7-0 now. That's pretty much your scoring drive.
That's it.
And for the second time this ball game, Denver Wolf is ready to take the snap for the Boer Lions. He'll hand off. First man through, takes it to the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. He's breaking free. Somebody get him. They'll get him at the 38-yard line of the Owosso Rams.
Well, that's our guy we talked about, Basinger.
Yeah, Trevon Basinger was a non-starter prior to last week, and now he's just lighting it up for Coach Brad Hill and the Moore Lions. So they'll get a first down out of that, as it'll be first and 10 from the Owosso 38 breaking midfield. Twins to the left, one man to the right. Denver Wolf handing off. First man through, down to the 38, the line of scrimmage again. Trevon Basinger, the 5'10", 175-pound running back. He's a senior.
Dwaylen Reed in on the tackle that time from his defensive end position there on the left side. Reed is a 6 foot, 225-pound senior for the Rams.
Same formation for the Lions. We've got twins to the left, one man to the right. Denver Wolf ready to take the snap here. He'll do so. Handoff. First person through, gets up to the 35, down to the 31-yard line. Basinger on the carry again for the Moore Lions. They're making their way down the field as it'll be third down and 3 here.
Basinger listed at 5'10", 175, but he looks bigger there on the field.
Want to say hello to the lovely Cambry Shields, who's listening tonight. She's usually on the sideline, but unfortunately she's been sidelined tonight and it's under the weather, so we hope she gets to feeling better fast so we can have some of those great Ram pictures from a great game like this tonight. Wolf back to pass, throws right. His intended receiver was Lenato Henderson. It went through his hands and into the Rams sideline, and that'll bring up fourth down and about 3 to go now for the Boer Lions.
And this may be go-for-it territory here for Coach Hill. A little bit surprised they didn't go back to Basinger that time, but they tried to throw it out to the right, just a little short out. But Braxton Bickham there at the corner did a good job of getting in front, tipping that ball out of bounds.
7-0. If you're just joining us, the Owosso Rams leading the Boer Lions, 9:53 left to go in the first quarter. Out of the shotgun, twins to each side now, and Denver Wolf ready to take it off the right hash mark. He does so, dropping back to throw. He'll look for a receiver and run instead. He evades one tackle and gets double team there at the 33-yard line as he had two men bringing him down for a loss. And that'll turn it over on downs. First down and 10 for the Owosso Rams as they'll take over at the 34-yard line, their own 34-yard line, just 16 yards shy of midfield, Steve.
I'll tell you what, Denver Wolf, the Moore Lion quarterback, is having a tough time with his inauguration here this evening. He's only 5'9", 150, and he's taken a couple of really tough shots by the Ram defense.
Stacked receivers to the left. One of them is Keelan Carney. He catches the pass from Austin Havens, takes it out to the 42-yard line, close to a first down. Don't think he got it, but that's a big gain for the Owosso Rams as they move it forward. 9:41 left to play here, first quarter, 7-0 our score. It'll be second down and about 2 yards to go. Man in motion to the right is Carney this time. Havens taking the snap, handing it off. Derek Overstreet up a hole on the left side, breaks a tackle, gets to the 47-yard line, and he's stopped and stuffed there by the Moore defense, but he gets his Duralast roofing specialist first down, and they'll move up those chains. Zach Harbaugh and his crew ready to work on your roof and move your house forward with a new surface there. Appreciate Duralast Roofing Specialist, the sponsor of our first downs. Twins to the left, one man to the right as Austin Havens shouts out a second set of instructions here. He'll motion Keelan Carty out to the right, and now handoff to the first man through Overstreet. He's going nowhere as he gets back up to the 45-yard line and is tripped up for a loss there. That'll bring up second down and 12, Steve.
Tried to counterplay on the inside, but the Moore defense had it well covered that time. Moore comes in with the 3-3 stack, basically, three down linemen, and they really try to get their linebackers and defensive backs involved defensively.
Havens with another look at the Rams sideline, 9:03 left to play here first quarter. He'll move Overstreet behind him before he takes the snap. Now he'll take the high snap and hand it off. Overstreet busting up the middle with a lot of speed there. He'll break midfield and get down to the 49 of the Moore Lions. That is going to bring up third down at about 5.
And, of course, Overstreet called into action with the injury to Hagan Hood 2 weeks ago over at Southmore, and it looks like he is more than ready to carry the load in the Ram running game.
Twins to each side now. Out of the shotgun, Havens. In motion to the right is Derek Overstreet. Havens back to throw, looking. Tosses it up the middle of the field as he was throwing under duress, and that'll fall incomplete to bring up fourth down and about 6.
I think he wanted to go out in the flat to Overstreet and then pulled the ball down to look downfield and took a shot in the back, as the Rams unable to convert on that series, so we'll be in a punting situation.
Jake Adams to kick it away here. He'll line up back at the 35-yard line. Here comes the kick. It is end over end, and it is going to bounce back toward the 5. It's picked up by a Moore line at the 9-yard line. Nowhere to go for Jacob McLaughlin. And just like that, that is where the Moore Lions will have it first and 10.
That was a bold move by McLaughlin, but probably saved another 8 or 9 yards. That ball was headed for Coffin Corner down in that left pylon area, and it was risky, but probably a good job for him to save the Lions from being backed up at their goal line.
8:13 left to go in the first quarter if you're just joining us. 7-0 our score. Appreciate those of you watching on the free of charge Owosso Sports Network.
Oh, man, we're going to work that one over, aren't we?
Well, you weren't here when I greeted everybody from the land of the free and the land of pre-streaming,
right.
Owosso, Oklahoma. Man in motion to the left now is
fumble again.
Oh, fumble on the play.
And
second one
the
of the ball game, and we've got it.
It looked like Dwaylen Reed dove in on it. There was a fumble on the exchange, and Reed was right there. Referee's talking about it, and it's going to be the Ram football at the Moore Lion 3-yard line.
3-yard line.
Wow.
Second time this ball game, a Moore fumble has put Owosso in scoring position. First time it was on the first play of the ball game. So, we'll line them up here. Trey Goins is out in the quarterback position here, Steve, as
oh, he'll run it.
Derek Overstreet will line up next to him. One man split to the left. Direct snap in the wild Ram to Goins up the middle. Touchdown Owosso. He tripped up over a Moore defender, but stayed on his feet, got into the end zone, into the promised land he goes, and it's 13-0 with 8:02 left to go in this first quarter. They'll line up to kick the extra point here. Jake Adams is going to do the honors. So that is the second time that the Rams have recovered a fumble and scored a touchdown on the ensuing play. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick. It is up on the way and good. It is 14-0 with 8:02 left to go in this first quarter here at Owosso Stadium. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation inviting you to attend in person or online this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. You can access the live stream at owossofirst.com. Hang with us. More coming up. It is Owosso 14, the Moore Lions nothing. This is Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM, presented by InsideOwosso.com.
Need a dentist? Look no further. Owosso's newest dental practice, Lexington Dental, formerly Dr. Argo's office, is accepting patients of all ages. From toddlers to retirement, we are here to help keep your smile healthy. Offering basic services to cosmetic services, Dr. Carey and his top-notch team are here to help achieve your smile goals. Offering sedation to help you relax during your visit and convenient appointment times. To learn more or schedule your appointment today, call 918-274-8500 or go to LexingtonDentalOfOwosso.com.
Welcome back to Owosso Stadium. 14-0, our score. 8:02 left to go in this first quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you tonight. Kelly Ward on the sidelines. Ethan Van Meter is punching all the buttons on TV. And Michaela Washington is doing what she does in the booth here and hanging out with us tonight from the Owosso Sports Network. End over end kick is going to be fielded at the 20-yard line. They'll get it out to about the 25. And on the run there, on the return, is Lenato Henderson, the 6'5", 205-pound junior wide receiver.
He ran into Gage Smith, a 6'1", 250-pound defensive lineman. And Gage won that battle.
Looks like the Moore Lions are coming off the field here as they're going to talk things over. Glad you're with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM and on the Owosso Sports Network.
I don't know that they know the play clock's running down.
They may not.
Oh, they restarted the play clock. Okay.
They're on the Central Oklahoma time down
right
there. Twins out to the right, one man to the left.
They're going to reset it again.
Okay. Out of the shotgun, it will be Denver Wolf, the talented quarterback for the young Moore Lions. Off that right hash mark, handoff to the first man through. He'll get up to about the 31-yard line. That is, again, going to be Trayvon Basinger on the carry.
Christian Ray, who was selected as the defensive player of the week last week, in on the tackle. Good crew here tonight, Grant. Tonight's referee is Richard Dixon, and, of course, the umpire, a name familiar to us, Stuart Gallagher. The head linesman is James Brigance, line judge Scott Johnson, and the back judge is Kenny Stabler. No, not the Hall of Famer and former Oakland Raider.
The Snake.
This is a different one.
7:12 left to go here out of the shotgun, dropping back to throw. Up the right side is Denver Wolf. His pass falls incomplete as he was aiming there for Lenato Henderson out at the 45-yard line.
And that'll be a mistake that the Rams will go back and look at. That was a hitch and go by Henderson, and Braxton Bickham bit on that, and a good throw on that play maybe scores a touchdown for the Moore Lions.
7:04 left to go in this first quarter of play. 14-0 our score. Twins out to the left, twins out to the right. Out of the shotgun, Denver Wolf. He'll take the snap here, dropping back, looking to throw. He'll gun it up the middle.
There it is.
Intercepted. There's Gage Laney, the ball hawk. Back the other way to the 30. He goes, brought down at the 29-yard line. But ladies and gentlemen, the Owosso Rams have the football on the third major turnover of this ball game, and they are into Moore Lion territory with 6:54 left to go in the first half. How about that?
Gage Laney with his 11th interception of the season. That's a school record here at Owosso, but he just continues to be in the right area and make plays.
I think that state record we looked up was somewhere around 16, maybe.
Yeah, he's still got a chance for the season.
Holy smokes. 6:54 left to play here. It's 14-0, and Owosso knocks on the door once again. Off the left hash mark, Austin Havens with Ronnie Thomas in motion to the right. Thomas takes the handoff, gets out to the 25-yard line, down to the 24, no further. That's going to be a 5-yard gain to bring up 2nd and 5 for the Rams.
Grant, we talked about it in the early going. You can hardly manage through turnovers in a ball game when you're outmanned, as Moore is against Owosso, but 3 turnovers in the first half, and the Rams have already scored 2 touchdowns off the previous 2 turnovers with another opportunity here.
2nd down and 7 now. I gave them a few more yards than the referees did. off that right hash mark, man in motion to the left now is Thomas. Taking the snap is going to be Havens. Hand off to Overstreet, and he is nailed.
He did get hit.
At the 26-yard line.
He bounces back up, but that was a shot.
It was a bone-crushing hit if I've seen one tonight. 6 minutes and the clock rolling here. 14-0 as Owosso will line up on the right hash mark.
How about Gage Laney? He just continues to impress.
He's kind of turning into a celebrity with that old ball hawk nickname. I've seen him on social media. And
I should get a jersey for that.
Well, yeah, at least a royalty or something.
Yeah.
Maybe when he goes to the NFL. Back to pass Havens. He'll throw it right to Trey Goins. Goins at the 24-yard line, tripped up. It's about a 2-yard gain for the Rams, and that'll bring up fourth down.
I think this is go-for-it territory here.
Why not?
We'll see. That's a long way to go. The offense is staying on the field as Keelan Carney comes into the ball game. Checking out will be Jackson Woods.
And once again, as the great philosopher Jerry Reed said, a long way to go and a short time to get there. So we'll see if they can do it on fourth down and five to go. Austin Havens, Derek Overstreet, and their core of receivers to the left side of the line all looking at the sideline to get some final instructions here. Havens ready to take the snap. Here it is. He drops back to throw, looking. He'll gun it up the middle, connecting. Jarray Austin down at the 15, 10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Owosso. There he goes again. 20-0 our score, 4:40 left to go in this first quarter.
Fourth down and a touchdown for the Rams.
My goodness, they are on fire tonight. They have capitalized on every gift they've been given by virtue of a turnover, and they are just doing it to it tonight. The extra point attempt coming to try to make it a 21-0 ball game. Gage Laney, the ball holder, he'll take the snap here. The kick is up. It is through the uprights and good. It is 21-0 with 4:40 left to go in this first quarter. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, who is getting their money's worth tonight for sure. Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation inviting you to attend this Sunday, either in person or online at owassofirst.com. Again, 10:30 Sunday morning at Owosso First Assembly of God. Stay with us. We're back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout. In 30 seconds, you're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso. And all that time, we have been diehard supporters of the Owosso Rams. Just like they have a plan to win football games, State Farm has a plan to give your family the peace of mind that comes with having great insurance. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or life insurance, call me, Robert Long, at 918-272-7162. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back here at Owosso Stadium, Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams, and Ethan Van Meter in the wholesale computer supply broadcast booth. Michaela Washington hanging out as well. Kelly Ward is roaming the sidelines, and we're glad you're with us in the audience here on the Owosso Sports Network and on 100.1 KYFM. Here's the kick. It is going to be fielded at the 20-yard line, and I think he had a foot on the sideline as Braden Clark was the return man for the Lions. A short return there, 4:38 left to play. And do we have an over-under yet on how long Moore can hold on to the football?
Well, I tell you what, the quarterback's been under a lot of duress tonight. The Rams really bringing pressure. And it's really just been from up front power rush. Jamerson and his teammates just putting a lot of pressure on this sophomore quarterback, and he's been hit hard a couple of times early, so I'm sure his eyes are sinking down to the lower level.
Denver Wolf with a man on each side of him, running back Marcus Dawkins to his right there in the tee, and now we've got a whistle blown and an official calling a penalty here on the Moore Lions.
Boy, they just really are just out of sorts right now. The Lions really struggling, down 21-0 here with 4:38 to go in the first quarter.
Everybody close in as Wolf gets ready to take the snap here. He does so, handing it off. Marcus Dawkins up the left side. Gets out to the 20-yard line, no further, and that is going to bring him back to the original line of scrimmage there. Well, I maybe gave him an extra yard. That'll bring up second down and 11 from the 19, Steve.
Ahmad Triplett just doing a great job letting his linemen stand up. Offensive lineman up front. Triplett scrapes across, fills the gap, and makes a great tackle.
4:08 left to play here. Twins out to the left side. Back to pass.
Screen.
It's going to be Wolf. He connects with an open receiver at the 25. He's on his feet at the 30, 35, 40. Up to the 42-yard line is Austin Gross for the Moore Lions, and he'll get a big first down out of that one as they move up the chains.
Really just ran a nice play that time, an easy throw for the sophomore quarterback from Moore, Denver Wolf. Rams had a couple of players that had an opportunity, not at the same time, but there were three linemen out front. Just a good play. What that'll do is maybe stop some of the Ram aggressiveness because they have really been firing off the football, putting pressure on this Lion offense.
First and 10 Moore Lions at their own 42. And
we'll call that a mix-up in the backfield.
Errors for the Moore Lion quarterback, Denver Wolf. He looked like he was going to try to hand it off. Then he pulled the ball back, and then he fell to the ground. So.
Well, he took the snap, and his running back went to the right, and it looked like it was going to be some type of jet sweep, only the jet man was not coming across, and Wolf just stood there with the football out for someone to pick it up, and the Rams were all over that and swallowed that up.
3 minutes left to go here, 21-0 our score, second down and 16 for the Boer Lions. Don't forget next week we've got Putnam City here at our place.
I mean, we don't have to drive 200 miles
again?
We
do not,
wow. No. It's nice.
And get 33 penalties called on us in the first quarter. So looks like we've got a timeout taken by somebody, and we'll take it with them. 2:44 left to play. Our score, the Owosso Rams 21, the Moore Lions nothing. Back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout as you've got the Rams on 100.1 KYFM.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at tacoowosso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
We welcome you back. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight as the Owosso Rams lead the Moore Lions 21-0. Just got a text from the Most High Reverend Bruce McCarty of Owosso First Assembly that reads, "Thanks for not charging us by the touchdown this year." So we may have to consider that next year.
Have to pass the offering plate twice.
Absolutely. Twins out to the right, one man split to the left. Denver Wolf ready to take that snap off the left hash mark. And now he'll hand off to the first man through. Basinger gets up to about the 38-yard line. That is going to be a gain of 2 on the play to bring up third down and about 14.
Looked like Christian Ray was in on the tackle once again. He has really developed into a nice defensive end player for Owosso. Also Michael Jamerson.
Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Wolf faking a handoff, guns it up the middle and connects with
fumble.
An open man. Fumble on the play. Who's got it?
Rams.
Looks like Owosso's going to have it here at midfield. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the fourth major turnover tonight for the Moore Lions. Oh man.
That was Brandon Ramsey that came up with the football. It looked like Moore was going to have the first down, but as the tackle was made, as it was being made, the ball was stripped out by one of the Ram defenders, and that's the fourth turnover in the first half. Even if you're a good football team, that's going to be hard to overcome against anyone.
Maybe I should have sold that feature of the ball game tonight. 2:07 left to play here. 21-0 Rams with the football once again. Austin Havens is the quarterback, but it ends up being Cole Adams. He hands off to the first man through, and he'll get out to about the 49-yard line. on the run there, Derek Overstreet. Cole Adams coming out of the ball game now, and well, now he'll come back in. I think he's going to see Austin Havens moving back to quarterback, though. Thomas and Adams split to the left. Carney and Goen split to the right. Everybody's close in. Havens with a handoff around the left corner is going to be Derek Overstreet. He'll get over to the 45, down to the 40-yard line, and he should get a Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. They're going to move up the chains, and he'll have first and 10 at the Moore 40. 21-0 our score. Got a man coming off the field for Moore. I think they're going to hold things up for just a second. I see Stuart Gallagher talking things over with one of his colleagues there on the field. Oh, they're going to say it wasn't the first down after all. So,
okay.
Zach, I'm going to have to give you your money back over at Duralast, at least for a play or two.
Now you'll get to say it here again.
Third down and one, handoff. Derek Overstreet up the middle. There he'll get his Duralast Roofing Specialist first down, and he'll get to the 32-yard line. Now they'll move up the chains.
This Ram offensive line is in complete control up front in this ball game. They are just blowing people out up front. And I think Moore is already getting tired. They'll go down to four down linemen now.
Twins to the right, Havens handing it off. Up the middle goes Emery Neely. He'll get down to about the 22.
Almost close enough for another first down. They're going to move the chains.
Rick Dossett and company getting their workout tonight. As it'll be first and 10 now from the 22-yard line of the Boer Lions. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down with 35 seconds left to play. Havens rolling out to the right this time. He'll sling it into the hands of an open receiver to the 10, down to the 7-yard line. On the run there is going to be Jackson Woods, the tight end.
That was a great play fake by Havens, and that drew everyone to the left as Havens went play action, rolled out to his right. And a wide-open tight end.
Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. Sorry, Steve, we've got a timeout on the field. It'll be first and goal when we come back. Actually, the end of the first quarter is upon us, so we put one in the books. And Owosso leads it 21-0 here at Owosso Stadium. We will take a one-minute Owosso Coffee Company timeout. And when we come back, we'll get a Jay and Company CPAs by the number stats update. You've got the Rams on 100.1 KYFM.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick time out or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
We welcome you back. It is a fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock for the second quarter of play, 21-0. The Owosso Rams leading. It is first and goal as Austin Havens on the keeper runs up the middle, gets down to the 3-yard line, and that is where he stopped and stuffed, Steve.
Wow, he just got behind his big center that time, Dylan Gilbert, and just ran it down inside the five. May just do it again.
11:39 left to play here. He's got Emery Neely behind him at running back. Havens ready to take the snap from the three here. Now he'll just hand off Neely up the middle, dives forward, gets down to about the 1-yard line.
He was running downhill, and actually I think, lost his balance at the one and just kind of went head first into the ground before he was hit.
11-11 left to go in the first half. 21-0 our score. We promised you a stats update. We'll do that after the Rams do what
score
they
here.
Do here. Havens ready to take the snap again. Man in motion to the left this time. He'll do so. Neely up that middle into the end zone. Touchdown to Owosso. It is now a 27-0 ball game as we've got 10:51 left to go in this first half.
Well, it's one of those games so far, Grant. Owosso's doing everything right and taking advantage of everything that Moore is doing wrong. And they have capitalized once again to extend their lead, the extra point pending.
So let's see what they can do right here. The snap, the hold, the kick. It is through the uprights and good. 28-0, our score, 10:51 left to go in the first half. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, where Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation invite you to attend services this weekend. 10:30 Sunday morning, you can attend in person or online at owossofirst.com. Stay with us. We're back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout. This is Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to worship with us online this Sunday at 10:30. Whether you're taking extra precautions during this season or you just want to check out a church from the comfort of your home, we want to provide a place where you can worship, hear a powerful word from God, and experience His presence every Sunday. To worship with us online or to plan your visit in person, check out our website at owossofirst.com. And go Rams!
We welcome you back. It is 28-0 in favor of the Owosso Rams. 10:51 left to go as the Boer Lions will receive the football out of this break. Brent Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. Let's get a Jay and Company CPAs by the number stats update through a quarter and a scoring drive, too.
Well, it's all Owosso Rams. 10 carries for 43 yards. Austin Havens, 5 of 6 for 85 yards. The Ram with 128 yards. They're in that first quarter. Moore on the other side. They're balanced with 10 carries for 37 yards. Wolf is 2 of 5 for 34 yards and 71 total yards for Moore in the first quarter.
Kick is to the far side of the field. It is going to be picked up by Jason Shelnut, who gets it at about the 32-yard line. So that is where the Lions will have it first and 10. 10:49 left to go. First half action here.
That last touchdown drive by Owosso, again, capitalizing off the turnover. 8 plays, 51 yards, took 3 minutes and 16 seconds, and it was an Emery Neely 1-yard touchdown run as the Rams extend their lead to 28-0.
First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Moore Lions is 17 yards shy of midfield here. Man on each side of Denver Wolf. Everybody's close in. He's got a man split to the left, though. We'll see what he does here. Handoff. First man through is Dawkins out to the right side. He'll get to the 37-yard line, no further. So that is going to be about a 4-yard gain.
Braxton Bigham comes up and makes a nice tackle on Dawkins. Dawkins is 6'3", 175. He's a junior. Bigham is 6'1", 165. So a nice tackle out in the open field. If Moore's had any success here this evening, it's been running off tackle, you know, those quick hits, and then they get into that secondary level.
Second down and 6. Here's the handoff again. Dawkins out to the near side, gets down to the 42-yard line and almost to a first down.
Tackle made by Ahmad Triplett out there along with Dwaylen Reed. Also coming out from the interior line, that's going to be Gage Smith. Ram defense just does a fantastic job of running to the football. Speed makes up for some of the minor mistakes they might make.
Third down and 3 to go here for the Moore Lions on their own 41-yard line. Everybody close in here as Denver Wolf gets ready to take the snap. He does so. Handoff again. Dawkins up the right side, gets to the 45. They'll get their first down and move up the chains. So,
and again, that's off right tackle where it seems like they've had the most success.
9:26 and the clock rolling here in this first half.
Well, I'm sure Coach Brad Hill knows that his team couldn't come out and make those kind of mistakes and stay in this ball game, but he is staying with the game plan and continues to run the football effectively off tackle.
Wolf with a man on each side of him, Basinger to his right, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it up the right side, aiming for Lenato Henderson. It goes over his head and falls incomplete.
Great defensive coverage out on the right corner by Braxton Bickham. He was in the hip pocket of the receiver all the way downfield.
That'll bring up second down and 10. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll talk with Zach Duffield, athletic director of the Owosso School District, and also special guest Blake Collins, head coach of the Ram cross country team. They were supposed to run in Edmond tomorrow, but I think that got delayed due to the fact that Edmond is still a frozen tundra. Out of the gun, it was going to be Wolf. He'll hand off. Basinger up the left side, gets to the 47-yard line. No further. That'll be a 2-yard gain to bring up third down and 8.
I've noticed more tonight, Grant, the Rams really trying to go for the football and get the strip. I was trying to see who was injured there. Braden Taylor was grabbing his right arm like he had maybe a hyperextended elbow. He's going to come off. But the Rams have really gone for the football here tonight, and I like that plan.
Twins out to each side of the line here, an empty field behind the quarterback, Denver Wolf. Man in motion to the right now. He'll take the handoff. Rolling out to the right side is Bryce Rush.
Oh, my goodness. The Rams are just so good following the football to the outside. I think it may have been Christian Ray that made the tackle, but the Ram defense does a great job of securing the edge. The runner thinks he's going to be able to get outside and get a big gain. All of a sudden, you just see red jerseys everywhere.
Now they'll kick it away here. It's Gage Laney goes back deep to receive. 7:46 now left in the first half. Here comes the kickoff. And it's blocked. Do the Owosso Rams have it?
Yeah,
yes, they
up.
Do. Picked up. Take it into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Oh, man. Touchdown to Owosso. Jeray Austin pouncing on that football, and he'll march right in.
I think it's Cole Adams.
No, Cole Adams had it.
Yeah.
Cole Adams will march right in to the end zone with Jeray Austin right there by his side. And just like that, another special teams play gone awry for the Moore Lions, and Owosso leads it 34-0. Holy smokes. What a night this has been for this Ram defense. It's going to be an interesting call tonight for the McDonald's player of the game.
Jake Adams to attempt the PAT.
The PAT attempt coming. And now it's a fake, rolling out to the right. Gage Laney at the 10, at the 5, into the end zone. Give him 2. He will march right in and make it a 36-0 ball game. 7:30 left to go in the first half. Steve is so speechless, he took his headset off. So this
trying to iron out who did what where.
This touchdown, an extra 2 points, brought to you by it. Bruce, we're charging you an extra dollar for this
exactly.
One. Brought to you by First Assembly and their congregation, who invites you to attend services in person or online this Sunday morning at 10:30. Their website, owassofirst.com. That's Owosso First Assembly of God, Pastor Bruce McCarty, lead pastor. We will take a 30-second timeout. When we come back, we will have the remaining 7 minutes and 30 seconds of this first half. You're listening to Ram Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
On game day, go for the win with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Going touchdown!
Stack your roster with delicious, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. Huddle up with crispy, crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and buttery Texas toast.
Right.
And top it all off with freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Welcome you back. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. Rob Williams crunching the numbers. Ethan Van Meter making the video look good. Michaela Washington on the graphics tonight. Kelly Ward on the sidelines. Thank you for being with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM. Steve already lining up contenders for the McDonald's player of the game. Speaking of McDonald's, got the news today. Yeah. Tim and Patty Rich hanging up the fry hat. And they're going to ride off into retirement. So congratulations to them. Here's a short kick.
And we got...
And a flag.
We got catch interference that time. Rams got there early before the kickoff catch was made. But, yeah, you're exactly right, Grant. Just a wonderful couple, Tim and Patty. They've done so much. I think he's rebuilt the McDonald's on 76 twice and always giving his employees an opportunity to move up, helping them with education. You and I took the tour for a three-hour breakfast one morning. But
Tim made us try everything on the menu.
I was going to call in sick after that. Just one of those exceptional couples, business people. They've worked hard, and I'm excited for them. Great contributors to the community of Owosso in so many ways, and hope they enjoy their retirement. It is well deserved.
Back to pass, Denver Wolf. He'll throw it up the left side, and Lenato Henderson is met right there, front and center by Brandon Ramsey.
I'll tell you what, the corners tonight for the Rams have done an outstanding job of making tackles out in the field. Even when the pass has been caught, there aren't many yards after catch when you've got Braxton Bickham and Brandon Ramsey in on the tackle.
Out of the shotgun, twins to each side. Back to throw, Denver Wolf rolling out to the right.
I mean, there's just nothing open downfield.
Scrambling, and down he'll go at the 39-yard line.
It was a good play call to buy some extra time for your quarterback, but I look downfield, and every white shirt has a red shirt right next to him, so there's just no one for Wolf to be able to get the football to.
You know, you were talking about Tim and Patty. You know, not only have they done things for the athletic programs, but, I mean, how many McTeacher nights have you seen them do to raise money for classrooms?
First responders.
They've contributed to not only Owosso, but Rejoice Christian and Collinsville and Claremore and everywhere they have stores, so they're going to be missed. I hope the new owners will let us try everything on the menu when we go on our next tour. Wolf, the quarterback, dropping back to throw, slings it up the middle of the field, picked off, intercepted, back the other way. Here come the Rams. Jake Adams to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Owosso. And ladies and gentlemen, that's actually Jacob Clifton running into the end zone. It's a 15, not a 25, but regardless of who had it, it is a 42-0 lead for your Owosso Rams. Oh, man.
Everything going the Rams' way here tonight. I mean, that was almost quadruple coverage right over the middle. I think the Rams were fighting over who was going to get to intercept that one.
Now Jake Adams will get his time, and now he'll try to kick the extra point. See what he can do here. Ball holder is going to be Seth Hendricks. He'll take the snap, the kick. It is on the way through the uprights and good. 43-0 our score here. 6:19 left to go in the first half. We'll take an Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owosso Expressway in Owosso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
Another touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. They invite you to come visit their congregation in person or online this weekend. Visit them online at owossofirst.com. And with another Jay and Company by the number scoring drive, Mr. Mowry, what did that look like?
Well, I mean, it was really simple. Wolf goes back in the pocket, and he's, again, looking for a receiver. And the one he picked, which was right in the middle of the field, had four red shirts around him, and Jacob Clifton able to get the interception and returns it 68 yards for the touchdown. He had a group of blockers with him to escort him into the end zone. Kick is good. Rams now lead 43-0.
How many times have we had Jacob Clifton scoring a touchdown this year? Just because he primarily plays defense. What a run. What an interception. What a night these Rams have had, absconding with the more turnovers here. Here's the kickoff. It is kicked out of bounds. And a flag fly. Well, I told Michaela Washington that if it got to 50-0, she might get to do play-by-play in the second half. But she's declined for some reason, so. Anyway, I'm going to put a picture I took of Michaela on Twitter here in a minute. She's got this hat on that I think if we hooked up to the computer monitor, we could pick up Channel 8. So
I'm pretty sure no aliens are going to come in here.
So. No, not tonight. Have you got your Halloween costume yet?
Yeah.
Look, you're whipped,
no, no,
man.
No. It's more about Halloween candy with grandkids, okay?
Yes.
Tell me how that works. So,
man in motion to the right, Denver Wolf, the quarterback keeper, runs up the left side.
I wanted to go as a politician, but my wife said that'd be too scary, so I negated
that's
it.
That's true. Well,
especially in today's climate, that could be dangerous, too.
I figured that Ren and Case probably had requested that you dress up as something, so.
You know, if they did, I would, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was about to say, you're whipped, so those grandkids.
But the sugar high is, the sugar high is coming up tomorrow night.
Oh, man. Second down and 7. Man in motion to the right. And on the keeper, Denver Wolf gets up to the 45, still on his feet at the 48, and that's where
actually,
he gets
tripped
up.
Actually, I
think
we may have a new quarterback in there. That looks to be like Marcus Dawkins.
Marcus Dawkins is
it. You know, and I don't know for sure, Grant, if he is a backup quarterback.
He is on the depth chart as the backup.
He is. So, obviously, making a change going with Dawkins, I mean, what do you got to lose? He's a 6'3", 175-pound junior, and might as well try something.
5:50 left to go here. Twins to the left. One man split to the right. And now a handoff. First man through. Up that middle goes to the 42-yard line.
Another good shot that time by Gage Smith. I'll tell you what, he's sticking his nose in people's business here tonight.
Well, you were talking about the candy. Lauren and Molly have already bought their fair share. I don't know how many Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were charged to my First Bank of Owosso debit card today, but it's a bunch, and I'm going to enjoy eating most of it, charging a candy tax.
Sure.
Dawkins, the quarterback, on the keeper, runs right. He'll get up to the 45, up to the 40, up to the 37. And that is where he'll be brought down, another first down for the Boer Lions.
I think Dawkins gives more, you know, some extra options in the running game. He's shifty, he's quick, and able to get to the outside, and the Lions just have not been effective in the passing game here tonight. In fact, I think they've completed 5 passes, and 2 have been to Owosso Rams.
4:45 left to go. Clock still rolling here in this first half. If you're just joining us, Owosso leading at 43-0. Twins out to the left. Dawkins back to throw. He'll sling it right side. And he'll sling it down to the 37. One thing about Dawkins, though, I mean, he is occasionally a running back and a wide receiver. I mean, you may see them keep it on the ground a little more.
Yeah, he seems to have more athleticism as far as his ability to shift and move out of the pocket, and actually that was a nice throw to the outside over on the right.
Second down at 7 now for the Moore Lions. Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Man in motion to the left now, and taking that snap, Dawkins on the keeper, running right. He'll get down to the 25-20, down to the 15, tripped up at the 13-yard line. The first down for the Boer Lions as they're knocking on the door for the first time in this ballgame.
Well, and again, we see the running ability, as we just talked about, his athletic ability. Dawkins gets to the outside. If you don't secure the edge, he's got good speed to get down the sideline.
First and 10 from the 16. Wins to the right, one man to the left. Dawkins, the quarterback, handing off Basinger. He'll go up the middle, and he'll meet a wall of Owosso Ram defenders. One of them was
Brody Doris.
Brody Doris there.
Haven't seen Brendan Dye in the game here tonight, Grant. So Doris coming in his place, and he and Ahmad Triplett do a great job for the Rams at linebackers.
I got to tell you, without fail, every Friday night, Brody Doris's mom and dad, J.D. and Allison, first fans in the stands here at Owosso. 6:01, they have filled their seat. Twins out to each side, empty backfield behind Dawkins on the keeper. He'll run left to the 15.
Yeah,
man, there's Jacob Clifton, and he's going to say, no, sir, bring him down to the 14-yard line.
Yeah, not happening. I think Dawkins thought he was going to get to the outside. But not only did Jake make a great tackle, he had the perfect angle as well. Very well played that time.
That'll bring up third down and 10 now from the 15.
Defense not looking at the scoreboard right now. They want to keep the shutout going.
Absolutely. One man to the right, Twins to the left. Dawkins taking the snap here, rolling right this time. Slinging it up the right side of the field. His pass falls incomplete.
Yeah.
He was aiming for Lenato Henderson.
About 3 yards short for the one hopper.
And that'll bring up 2:07 left to go in this first half.
Yeah, they're making another change. Might be a different quarterback again, Grant. That looks like Bryce Roush. No, they're going to send Dawkins back out into the game. I guess he just got the play off the sideline.
Dawkins will line up here with the man to his right. Basinger.
Fourth and 10, and why not go for it?
Out of the gun, Dawkins rolling this time, blitzed, and now he's going to try to do something, but he's brought
down
for about a 15 to 20-yard loss.
The Army commit Ahmad Triplett just blew that play up, fighting off the defender, chasing down Dawkins, and tackling him for about a 20-yard loss. Rams are going to take over at their own 32-yard line.
Well, if the Moore Lions have tried it tonight, it's had problems.
That is just relentless defense.
Yeah, the Owosso defense is too much for them to handle. First and 10 now for the Rams. They're on 32-yard line. 2 minutes even left to go in this first half of play. And these Rams up 43-0 for scoring along at home. Handoff from Seth Hammer to the first man through. He'll get down to the 50, down to the 47-yard line. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Emory Neely on the run there for the Rams.
I think if he keeps his feet and gets to the outside, he probably scores, but he was looking to get hit and leaned forward and again went down to the ground. Got to work on his balance, keep the top end over the hips and keep running.
Coming up at halftime, we will check in with Kelly Ward and Bill Blankenship for another Maui Funeral Service sideline report. Haven't divulged your tagline yet.
We called that yet?
From the 49, Twins out to the left, one man to the right.
Oh,
and
tripped up by his quarterback.
Emory Neely.
Got tied up at the feet with Hammer in the backfield.
Well, he's entitled to one.
Sure.
And that'll bring up a 2-yard loss, second down and 12. Minute 3 left to play here. Now these Rams looking over to the sideline to Seth Hammer, the backup quarterback. Now in the ball game, as he'll bring out a play to his crew here. Off that right hash mark, Emory Neely he's got Deshaun Kennard behind him. Kennard taking a handoff, goes up the middle to the 45, down to the 43-yard line. And he is 4 yards shy of a Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. 27 seconds left to play here. Third down and 5.
I think the Rams will just let this clock run out and go into halftime leading 43-0.
There you go. These Rams have done their job in the first half. How about that Ram defense? Just on top of it from the word go tonight. And it has been their ball game for the first two quarters. We have come to the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show. When we come back, Will Starrett will take us up to an interview with Zach Duffield, our athletic director. Also, talk to Blake Collins about this week's Ram Cross Country meet. They go to the state meet in Edmond. It's been postponed to Wednesday, but we'll tell you about all the details when we come back here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com. Our halftime score, 43-0. Back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout, this is Ram Football on KYFM.
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed two purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, all you Ram fans. This is Cresta Bowman, and I've got some fantastic news. My husband Tim and I recently had to replace our roof. Zach Harbaugh and Duralast Roofing made it a great experience. Zach and his crews go above and beyond what's expected. They don't just replace or repair your roof, they improve it. When you need a new roof, Zach Harbaugh and Duralast Roofing are your best choice.
That's Duralast Roofing.